Top Spotting 183.
Wednesday, December 21st, 2011.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Wildcard Wednesday, and like any good pop culture show, we are contractually obligated to give you a holiday special.
That's right, our first Christmas special. And actually, Jimmy in Georgia called in and suggested counting down our favorite holiday movies or TV specials, and it was a really good idea, but it kind of began and ended with us with a Christmas story. We just started sitting around and reciting quotes from the film.
Mommy's so little piggy.
We weren't sure our list would be very long at all.
So instead, we're going to share some of our favorite Christmas songs. And I realize that some of you are probably way, way sick of holiday music. And I mean, I don't blame you. They start playing it earlier and earlier, like around Halloween. I feel you. I used to work in retail and Christmas was a nightmare.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have a long career as a snarky, cynical, gleefully blasphemous crank, and you know, I've not even seen snow in person until this year, but even for me, the holidays do thaw my cold, dark heart a little bit, and while a lot of Christmas music makes me roll my eyes as well, some tunes just stick in my head.
And I love this time of the year, I always have, but perhaps more so now that I live so far away from my family, and just being with our kids, they're so cute and excited that it makes me excited. So, as always, this countdown really isn't a countdown, it's not a ranked list, these are just five songs I didn't mind hearing this year.
Yeah, I hear you, and I've got a list as well, but why don't you start it off with your completely arbitrary number five.
It's Winter Song by Sarah McLachlan. This song for me is tied with River by Joni Mitchell in my mind for the saddest holiday song ever. The album that it came from, Winter Song, came out in October 2006. Diana Krall makes an appearance on this song, and Jim Cregan of Bare Naked Ladies worked on it.
That's
also
right.
The album went platinum, double platinum in Canada, where Sarah is from, and 4 years later, it's actually back on the Billboard Top 200.
Well, you know, every artist, it seems, has to do a Christmas album, but I think this one has been around long enough, and I've heard it often enough that it is a contemporary classic, and, you know, she does a lot of my favorites on it. I think they might come up on my list, but let's hear Winter Song.
I lie awake and try to recall how your body fell beside me. When silence gets too hard to handle and the night too long, and this is how I see the snow on Christmas morning, love and happiness surround you. As you throw your arms up to the sky, I keep this moment by and by. Oh, I miss you now, my love.
That was Sarah McLachlan with Winter Song off of her holiday album of that name. And no, you know, not exactly a bright and happy chipper song, but it is beautiful. I like it.
I like sad holiday songs because not everybody is happy this time of the year. And sometimes you just want to kind of break up the relentless cheeriness.
Well, I guess I'm going to continue that with my number five. It is Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues.
Oh, cool.
You know, I couldn't resist being a little subversive to start things off either. I love The Pogues and I love this Christmas song because it's not Bing Crosby. You know, it's a duet between a couple that, shall we say, things have been better for them in the past, and it just kind of gets more intense and more angry and mean and vulgar and abusive, but I think somewhere in there they still love each other, even though they're probably ready to give up completely. This is a duet between Christy McCall and Shane McGowan. It came out in 1987. Once I hear it, I just can't get it out of my head, so it had to be on my list.
So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
No place for the old. sleep. You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, bye. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
That's probably not a song we'll teach our kids.
No, I don't think that's going to be in the family songbook, but it's just so catchy.
My number four is Santa Claus is Back in Town by Elvis Presley. Ooh. It came out in 1957 and appeared on Elvis's Christmas album, which was his fourth album. And this was the very beginning of Elvis's career. So he was an amazing voice. To me, this is one of Elvis's all-time best vocal performances. And I think this song must have been pretty daring at the time. It's a very bluesy, guitar driven holiday song in the midst of the squeaky clean and super shiny 50s. And there was a huge controversy over this album because Irving Berlin, who wrote White Christmas that appears on this album, really took offense to Elvis's cover, and he called all the radio stations and told them not to play the song. So I think in a lot of ways Elvis was a pioneer, and I just happen to really love this take on Santa Claus's Back in Town.
I think it's great, and I'm glad. I think that there has to be, you know, some of the standards, some of those great performers on here. I crack about Bing Crosby, but Elvis Presley certainly on that list. I think that's a good pick. My number four is by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. It came out in 1971, and yes, you hear it all over the place. It's Happy Christmas, or I guess Happy Xmas. War is over. And, you know, I have to admit, it's just something that it grabs me. It's completely relentless. It's unabashed. It's very bold and hopeful. And it was produced by Phil Spector with that whole wall of sound. So I like that the construct of it, which is just Lennon and Yoko and the Harlem Community Choir, but it just completely blasts out this message that, you know, we could have peace. This was a Vietnam-era war protest song. And I think for better or worse, it is still and continues to be and will probably always be relevant in the modern day. Yeah, you mentioned Sarah McLachlan, she does a cover of this song on that same album, on that Winter Song album.
Right. Well, I think John Lennon had such a passion for what he was singing that Sarah, as good as she is, she can't really capture that feeling that John must have had writing that song. And it is just such a powerful song because it is hopeful and sad at the same time.
Yeah, and my primary complaint about the Sarah McLachlan Christmas album is I think it's best when she just lets her voice stand alone or just has the piano, like in Winter Song. And it's when there's more production, when there's more layers being added on there, that's when it just kind of falls a little flat for me. What is your number three?
My number three is Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. I just love it because it's so offbeat. It's got great lyrics and it's funky. It's got kind of a sing-songy rap delivery and a punk attitude, but it describes the busy day in the life of a single girl around Christmas time. And I love the lyrics. She's just kind of thinking to herself, it's a little bit stream of consciousness. And really, in what other song do you hear the phrase world's smallest turkey? The Spice Girls and Miranda Cosgrove from iCarly have done covers, but the original was recorded in 1981. I think that the title is kind of clever. It's a play on the delivery that she gives, that kind of the sing-songy rap. And I like it because when you're walking around in the stores and over the speakers are playing all this schmaltzy stuff, this kind of breaks up the monotony of that a little bit, and it's a little bit like a palate cleanser.
All right, here's Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses.
Bah, humbug, that's too strong, 'cause it is my favorite. This year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush, just 'cause it's 'tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Had his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. We'll be right back.
Well, I think our daughter Katie would approve only because she thinks that this is a song from Glee.
Yeah.
I like it too. Anything with brass. I like the energy. It's not a song that I can hear over and over again, but I think it's a fun pick. My number three is more of a sentimental pick, I would say. And actually, it's kind of close to what Jimmy and Georgia had in mind when he suggested the topic. And the song is Christmas Time Is Here by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Yes, it's from A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's that TV special on CBS in 1965, and it has aired every year since. And, you know, I think that if we had done the TV specials list, Charlie Brown might be number one for me there.
For both of us.
Yeah, and actually, though, the music in that TV special is probably the most special part of it. Sure, we love the Peanuts gang, but the music is fantastic. There have been some great covers of this, and I think that you can get the instrumental version as well. It's fantastic, but this is one of the melodies that take me back to my childhood and all the good things that came with this time of year. And so the version that was in the show with the kids singing, I think I love it best. I like the whole package, the Peanuts gang and the story and the music. It just makes me happy.
I can't hear that tune without hearing in my mind little bits of dialogue from the TV show. They're just so entwined in my mind that I can't hear the song without really thinking of the holiday special.
Yeah, absolutely. It's they're inseparable and inseparable probably from memories from our childhood.
I wish I'd picked that song.
Aw. Well, what is your number two?
My number two is Oh Holy Night, and it really doesn't matter which version
classic.
Because I love them all. There are so many beautiful versions, but I am particularly fond of the ones by heart because Ann Wilson has an amazing voice just to begin with, and she's accompanied only by her sister Nancy. The Hawaiian artist Willie Kay does a version that gives me chicken skin no
Absolutely.
Matter what.
Goosebumps.
And also Placido Domingo. The song was written in 1847 in France, but the first recorded version is said to be by Enrico Caruso in 1916.
I'm glad to see a complete and straight up classic Christmas song here. Oh Holy Night is fantastic. I like that. You know, Willie Kay, if you haven't heard Willie Kay's version of it, chicken skin, goosebumps, whatever you call it.
iTunes it.
It just gets way down into your soul. That's a fantastic pick. My number two might actually be a great pairing for that. It is the Carol of the Bells. And yes, it's so classic. You hear it everywhere. Unfortunately, right now it's being blasphemed by a TV commercial for some kind of department store, but it has a very special place in my heart. So I had to put it on my list. My mom, you know, shortly after we moved out here to Mililani more than 20 years ago, before I started middle school and high school, she decided to join a local choral group. And I guess you'd have to know my mom. I mean, she's not somebody who's a particularly social animal. She doesn't get out too much. So for her to reach out and interact with other people and to do a musical thing was just really fascinating to me. And I got to go along with her to practices. And I really got into the sound of live human voices filling the small church here down the street. And it was then that I got the bright idea that, hey, mom, you know, this is just moving me. I want to start recording these concerts. And she helped me, and we bought microphone stands and microphones and a little mixer and a Sony recording deck. I mean, an actual rack one that I carried in there and just plopped on a pew. And eventually I was duplicating them and making cassettes for everybody and designing labels for it. And basically, I think that that whole experience was where I first started getting into audio and making media in general. So yeah, a long way of saying that in many ways, Carol of the Bells, no matter how stereotypical it might be, I love it. I love it so much. I love the energy. I love the melody. I love how it overlaps and kind of actually increases in intensity. And there are so many covers of it. there's so many interpretations of it. Even Bare Naked Ladies did kind of a funky one of it, and I like it. It's just a favorite. I had to put it on my list.
One of my favorites too, but my personal favorite, at least at this point, is "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel" by Sugarland. It comes off their Golden Green album from 2009. I hear this tune in church every year, sung by our church choir, and I always enjoyed it. But I was cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and I had it on Pandora, and something about this particular track really struck me, and I really heard it in a whole new way. And this is possibly my favorite holiday song now. The album has 5 original songs, and what I like about them is it's just not half-hearted performances of standards. It's a really complete and heartfelt Christmas album. So here's Sugarland's O Come, Emmanuel.
O come, thou King of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that
you might know, I'm periodically a little too blasphemous in church. I'm not necessarily paying attention, but I do like the Christmas season, the holiday season, because they start singing Christmas music. And
right.
I think this is a great tune, certainly one that I love as well, but that is a fantastic rendition of it. You've played it a couple of times for me, and just the sound of it, it's got power behind it. It's got the simmering energy, but it doesn't completely blow up. It doesn't get gaudy all of a sudden. I mean, I think you would expect a more a lesser band to just try to go all out with it, and I do like that they held back. And who's the vocalist? She's fantastic.
Her name is Jennifer Nettles, and usually in some of her songs she really does go for the big notes, but I think her restraint in this song is really admirable.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I was wondering if there was going to be any country music on your list, but that's different. It is a different take on it. Great pick. Well, finally, my number one is here, and I had to pick a Hawaiian Christmas song, and this is by Hapa. I think we've shared our love of Hapa before. Mm-hmm. Barry Flanagan and now a rotating cast of characters as the other half of the duo, but they were kind of our band when we first started going out.
Yep.
They're fantastic, and they did put out a Christmas album. Now, yes, Hawaiian musicians are not immune to the token holiday release, and there are some that are as bland or as cheesy as you might expect, but this one, I think this album, Hapa Holidays, has been one of our favorite gifts to give year after year. If there's somebody who we meet or who's never heard them, we give this for Christmas, and I think you should check it out. There are standards on it. There are guest performers, but Barry Flanagan wrote several originals for Hapa Holidays, including this one, which I personally think, apart from being in the Hawaiian language, I think it has the melody and the soul of what could be a universal classic, and this is Ke Ku'ulani by Hapa.
That is a great album, and that is definitely another Chicken Skin pick for me.
Yeah, it stirs the soul. If you don't know Hapa and you're looking for something different for Christmas, I would recommend looking at Hapa Holidays. So those are our 10 picks, 10 Christmas songs, maybe not our favorite of all time, but 10 Christmas songs we're loving right now. Before we go, did you have any runners-up, any honorable mentions on your list?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, from the How the Grinch Stole Christmas Holiday special just squeezed out Elvis for me.
Well, I'm glad Elvis made your list. I mean, that would have been another TV special, another kid's sort of memory there. You know, I was just listening to that song. It was on at the chocolate shop, and sometimes I'm still surprised at how colorful the language is, even for a kid's song. That's a great pick. One of my favorite classics would have to be What Child Is This, which is actually to the tune Greensleeves.
Right.
Something about that melody and how it soars and spans the octaves really gets me going. And I did want to give a shout out to Bare Naked Ladies. As I mentioned, they did have a Christmas album, and they have a couple of original songs, including Elf's Lament. It had Michael Bublé on it, and I almost put that one on my list. Any Christmas songs you can't stand?
Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney drives me into homicidal rage every time.
I mean, that's certainly a relentless, upbeat, happy song. I can see that. But, you know, I thought that your Waitress's song might be like that for some people. But
you think so?
No, I think that that one would drive me nuts. I just have to put Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Thank you.
Mostly because our kids love it so much, they're singing it all the time. But otherwise, you know, whether it's sad songs or happy songs or drunk Irish songs, there's something about this season that does make us happy. And we certainly hope you're having a happy holidays as well. We'd love to hear your list of favorite Christmas songs, whether it's a pop artist's take on a classic or just the plain straight up classic. We do like to hear from you because it is your recommendations that helps us build out our musical collection.
We want to make it as easy as possible for you to share here on Pop Spotting. The best way is to leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808. You can also email us at feedback@popspotting.net, and you can leave a comment on the blog at popspotting.net.
You know, I'm wondering if there's such a thing as New Year's songs or, you know, apart from Auld Lang Syne, I mean, something else that talks about the new year. If you can come up with recommendations, we'd love to hear them. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/popspotting. Come on over and share the songs that you love or hate to hear this time of year. You can do the same on Twitter as well at twitter.com/popspotting.
We want to say thank you to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song. And we also want to say thanks to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jen.
Mele Kalikimaka.